News Talk ZB, early edition through till 6. It's 5:22. Let's get to London and our UK-Europe correspondent, Gavin Gray. Hi, Gavin. The government, they're getting very proactive, at least verbally, on these acid attacks.
Yes, the use of acid as a weapon here, sadly, is becoming increasingly common. Basically, the government has upped the stakes on sentencing, and the use of knives and carrying knives has been made a much more serious crime. Sadly, now many are turning to acid. Yes, the sort of thing you might store under your kitchen sink for cleaning, a very caustic substance. Indeed, on Thursday night our time, Friday morning yours, there were five separate acid attacks within a 90-minute period in northeast London. A 16-year-old has been arrested. They weren't doing it would appear, allegedly, they weren't doing it for kicks, but the charges are all about robberies. In other words, it's being used as a weapon to incapacitate somebody. So now there are calls, and this is to be discussed on Monday by the government, a debate for tougher sentencing on perpetrators now for these acid attacks. Politicians and survivors of such attacks have long been calling for greater prominence to be given to these particular crimes. According to the Home Office, carrying out an attack with a corrosive substance can already result in a prison sentence of up to life. But by and large, the sentences on those found guilty so far has not reflected that at all. The number of attacks has really rocketed recently, as I mentioned, and assaults involving corrosive substances have more than doubled in England since 2012. So it is becoming something police are increasingly concerned about.
A mayor in Italy has banned dogs from being ring bearers in the town.
Yes, of course, don't we all want a quirky wedding? Well, no, not really, but this in particular was a couple who decided that their ring bearers should be a couple of dogs. They're effectively being told by the mayor, not in my town, they're not, and has banned them. So it's thought the couple have now gone elsewhere. This is Pontirolo Novo in northern Italy. And the couple requested that their two bull mastiffs take on the role for the big day of bearing the rings. The mayor said marriage is an important, serious thing, and I would have been willing to accept dogs in the hall on a leash and muzzled, this is a ceremony that should be treated important. And while the local politicians accepting that dogs are important, they're saying marriage is also important and it's a serious thing. So it's rumored the couple are now looking for an alternative dog-friendly venue. At least 92% of the Italian population who own pets consider dogs as part of the family.
Gavin Gray, our correspondent in the UK.